reading from Srila Prabhupada's the Transcendental Diary of Hari Sauri Prabhu. It is I'll continue to read from Over 1,000 people per night are attending their programs, which include bhajans, aarti, a lecture, a film show, and prasad distribution. He was so enthusiastic that he invited Srila Prabhupada to participate. When you come back to India, we all men on our party like to invite you to travel with us and grace our party and guide these fallen men to rectify their mistake in presenting the Krishna consciousness movement as it is. This is Lokanath Maharaj's letter to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, kindly save this rotten child of yours. Prabhupada was happy to hear from him and encouraged him. I am very glad to see that you are enthusiastically pushing forward with this preaching work and the young Indians are coming forward to join our Sankirtan party. It is very encouraging to me. Anyone who has life, he can preach. So go on very enthusiastically and there will be all facility given by Lord Krishna. He also promised to participate. Quote, I shall surely try to travel with your buses. It is a very nice program and I want to see it go on very enthusiastically. Another letter came from Mahamsa Swami in Hyderabad. He proposed having the deity installation and temple opening conducted by Brahmanas from Ramanuja Sampradaya rather than by the same pandits who did the ceremonies at the opening of a temple in Vrindavan. He is also working on getting a large parcel of land transferred into an ISKCON controlled trust. The land is being donated by the Bhadruka family in Hyderabad and the arrangement is to have 6 trustees from ISKCON and 4 from their family. He also asked permission to terminate our involvement with the 2 ladies who had visited in January in Nellore. Quote, I think it is better to drop it. That lady has flipped out. If you agree, I will go and in a nice and quiet way, I will wind up the idea of a center. Unquote. He reported that four manuscripts in Telugu language were ready for printing and the devotees are regularly bringing out the Hare Krishna Explosion, their Krishna Conscious newspaper, which is being received with appreciation by our life members. As soon as the monsoon ends, he plans to send out 4 bullock cart parties to sell books and preach in all the towns and villages. His only regret was that he could not go out himself because he is too tied up with the construction and management. Srila Prabhupada approved the plan to bring in the Ramanuja Pandits. Quote, the Vrindavan Pandits were useless. But one thing, although with the Pandits, our men should also join in. Unquote. Prabhupada was happy to bring the episode in Nellore to a close. Prabhupada wrote, concerning the Nellore project, it is automatically be dropped. Simply forget it, and there is no need to go there. Let them rather drop it instead of we dropping it. Let them say, you are not doing anything, so we drop it. Unquote. He gave his approval for the bullock cart Sankirtan, telling him that this plan was very important. Prabhupada told him to wait for the GBC meeting to be held in New York, when they would decide the names of the trustees for the land. In the meantime, he instructed him to have the land put into the ISKCON Trust. Srila Prabhupada's transcendental pastimes key. Gaur Premanande. So, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, Chapter 8, the Narayana Kavacha Shield, text 21. Devaha,
Devaha,
Aparane,
Aparane,
Madhuha,
Madhuha,
I'm sorry, Madhu,
Madhu,
Hogra Dhanva,
Hogra Dhanva,
Hogra Dhanva,
Hogra Dhanva,
Shyam,
Shyam,
Tri,
Tri,
Dhamavatu,
Dhamavatu,
Madhavo,
Madhavo,
Mam,
Mam,
Doshe,
Doshe,
Rishikesha,
Rishikesha,
Utardha,
Utardha,
Ratre,
Ratre,
Nishitha,
Nishitha,
Ekaha,
Ekaha,
Avatu,
Avatu,
Padmanabhaha,
Padmanabhaha.
Devo Parane Madhu Hogra Dhanma,
Devo Parane Madhu Hogra Dhanma,
Sayam Tridhama Vatu Madhavo Mam,
Sayam Tridhama Vatu Madhavo Mam,
Doshe Rishikesha Utardha Ratre,
Doshe Rishikesha Utardha Ratre,
Nishitha Eko Vatu Padmanabhaha,
Nishitha Eko Vatu Padmanabhaha,
Devo Parane Madhuhogra Dhanya,
Devo Parane Madhuhogra Dhanya,
Shyam Tridhama Vatu Madhavo Mam,
Shyam Tridhama Vatu Madhavo Mam,
Doshe Rishikesha Utardha Ratre,
Doshe Rishikesha Utardha Ratre,
Nishitha Eko Vatu Padmanabha,
Nishitha Eko Vatu Padmanabha,
Devo Parane Madhuhogra Dhanva,
Devo Parane Madhuhogra Dhanva,
Swayam Tridhama Vatu Madhavo Ma,
Swayam Tridhama Vatu Madhavo Ma,
Doshe Rishikesha Utardha Ratre,
Doshe Rishikesha Utardha Ratre,
Nishitha Eko Vatu Padmanabha,
Nishitha Eko Vatu Padmanabha,
Devo Parane Madhu Kradanva,
Devo Parane Madhu Kradanva,
Doshe Rishikesha Utardha Ratre,
Doshe Rishikesha Utardha Ratre,
Nishitha Eko Vatu Padmanabha,
Nishitha Eko Vatu Padmanabha,
Devo Parane Madhu Kradanva,
Devo Parane Madhu Kradanva,
Mataji.
Devo Parane Madhu
Apurane, in the fifth part of the day, Madhuha, named Madhusudana, Ugradhanna, bearing the very fearful bow known as Shanga, Sayam, the sixth part of the day, Tridhama, manifesting as the three deities, Brahma, Vishnu and Maheshwar. Avatu, may he protect. Madhavaha, named Madhava. Mam, me, Doshe, during the first portion of the night. Rishikesha, Lord Rishikesh, Uta, also, Ardharatre, during the second part of the night, Nishithe, during the third part of the night, Ekaha, alone, Abhatu, may he protect, Padmanabhaha, Lord Padmanabh. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. May Lord Madhusudana, who carries a bow, very fearful for the demons, protect me during the fifth part of the day. In the evening, may Lord Madhava, appearing as Brahma, Vishnu and Maheshwar, protect me. And in the beginning of the night, may Lord Rishikesh protect me. At the dead of the night, in the second and third part of the night, may Lord Padmanabha alone protect me. So this verse doesn't have any purport, so I'll just continue to read. Next, quite a few verses don't have the purport. So still, I'll just keep on reading the translation and until we come to text 30. So I'll just read the translation through. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who bears the Shrivatsa on His chest, protect me after midnight until the sky becomes pinkish. May Lord Janardhan, who carries a sword in His hand, protect me at the end of night, during the last four ghatikas of night. May Lord Damodar protect me in the early morning. And may Lord Vishveshwar protect me during the junction of the day and night. Set into motion by the Supreme Personality of Godhead and wandering in all the four directions, the disc of the Supreme Personality of Godhead has sharp edges as destructive as the fire of devastation at the end of the millennium. As a blazing fire burns dry grass to ashes with the assistance of the breeze, may that Sudarshan Chakra burn our enemies to ashes. O club in the hand of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you produce sparks of fire as powerful as thunderbolts, and you are extremely dear to the Lord. I am also his servant. Therefore, kindly help me pound to pieces the evil living beings known as Kushmandas, Vainayakas, Jakshas, Rakshasas, Bhutas, and Grahas. Please pulverize them. O best of conch shells, O Panchajanna, in the hands of the Lord, you are always filled with the breath of Lord Krishna. Therefore, you create a fearful sound vibration that causes trembling in the hearts of the enemies like Rakshasas, Pramathas, ghosts, Pretas, Matas, Pishachas, and Brahmana ghosts with fearful eyes. O King of sharp-edged swords, you are engaged in the Supreme Personality of you are engaged by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Please cut the soldiers of my enemies to pieces. Please cut them to pieces. O shield marked with a hundred brilliant moon-like circles, please cover the eyes of the sinful enemies. Pluck out their sinful eyes. 27-28. May the glorification of the transcendental name, form, qualities, and paraphernalia of the Supreme Personality of Godhead protect us from the influence of bad planets, meteors, envious human beings, serpents, scorpions, and animals like tigers and wolves. May it protect us from the ghosts and the material elements like earth, water, fire, and air. And may it also protect us from lightning and our past sins. We are always afraid of this. We are always afraid of these hindrances to our auspicious life. Therefore, may they all be completely destroyed by the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Text 29. Lord Garuda, the carrier of Lord Vishnu, is the most worshipable Lord, for he is as powerful as the Supreme Lord himself. He is the personified Vedas and is worshipped by selected verses. May he protect us from all dangerous conditions, and may Lord Vishakshena, the personality of Godhead who protects us, and also protect us from all dangers by his holy names. Text 30. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead's holy names, his transcendental forms, his carriers, and all the weapons decorating him as personal associates protect our intelligent senses, mind, and life here from all dangers. Sri Sri Gaur Nithai Ki. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. There are various associates of the transcendental personality of Godhead, and his weapons and carriers are among them. In the spiritual world, nothing is material. The sword, bow, club, disc, and everything decorating the personal body of the Lord are spiritual living force. Therefore, the Lord is called Advaya Jnana, indicating that there is no difference between him and his names, forms, qualities, weapons, and so on. Anything pertaining to him is in the same category of spiritual existence. They are all engaged in the service of the Lord in varieties of spiritual form. So the demigods are offering prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, seeking his protection. They want the Lord to protect them. And the Lord indeed protects the surrendered souls. Those who surrender unto Him, He always protects them. And here is a perfect example how different aspects of our body at different times of the day can be protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His various features or various incarnations. But yesterday we discussed that a pure devotee do not really ask for the Lord's protection because he knows that the Lord will always protect him. And ultimate consideration is, what will he protect? Will he protect the body or will he protect the soul? The body is going to die sooner or later. Some point in time we will have to give up our bodies. Therefore, a devotee does not care much about the protection of the body. Devotee's main concern actually is that his soul will be protected. His soul will get the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, because that's the ultimate perfection of our existence. So that is the important, most important thing that we must understand. Sometimes people say, well, why didn't Krishna protect the devotee? The devotee is... But the consideration is, what is Krishna going to protect? Materialistic people just consider the body to be everything. Therefore, when the body is not protected, they think that the Lord didn't give the protection. But the reality is the Lord will protect His devotees under all circumstances. Even if one has to give up his body, He will protect the soul. And actually, in order to achieve the ultimate spiritual perfection, we have to get rid of this material body. After all, material body is an impediment for our spiritual progress. Material body has so many demands. It has to eat, it has to sleep, it has so many... It has to breathe. Now for a spirit soul, these are actually impediments. These are the things that the spirit soul has to do for his own sake, for his material body's sake. To keep the body alive, he has to eat, he has to sleep, he has to breathe. But a devotee knows how to use his eating and sleeping and breathing and everything in Krishna's service. Or in Krishna consciousness. He eats food with the understanding that it is Krishna's prasad. Once Prabhupada told me that all foods are actually Krishna's prasad, because it is Krishna's mercy. Of course, not meat and fish and eggs. Foods that Krishna has prescribed for human beings. The human food is what Krishna Himself takes. Krishna's form is identical to the human form. Or human form is identical to Krishna's form. Therefore, the food habits for the human beings also is like to be like Krishna's food habits. Krishna takes patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam. So human beings are also meant to take patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam. If one is in a lion's body, yes, he can eat that. A lion can eat meat. But then again, in spiritual sky, the lions also don't eat meat. The lions eat grass in the spiritual sky. They also eat Krishna prasad. Actually, there is a description in the Bible. In paradise, lions eat grass. So, there is no violence, no killing living animals or other such advanced living entities for the sake of food. And the ultimate consideration is to eat what Krishna likes to eat and take it as Krishna by offering, first offer it to Krishna and take it as Krishna's mercy, Krishna Prasada. Similarly, we can drink also, water also with the same consciousness. Rasoham apsukanteya. Krishna is telling that I am the taste of water. So when we drink water, we can think, oh, this is also Krishna. This is also Krishna's mercy. And breathing, each time we breathe, we should be thankful, oh, how wonderful it is to breathe. And how wonderful Krishna has made this avenue. He has made abundant supply of oxygen. There may be dearth of food, there may be shortage of food, there may be even shortage of water. Like in the desert, there is no water. But in desert also there is oxygen. So that is the most important thing, the most essential substance for our survival has been so abundantly supplied by Krishna. Everywhere. For food we may have to pay the price. For water also, nowadays we are paying price. I remember when I was young, there was a saying that selling water, that is giving water in exchange of money, it was considered to be a big crime. In India we will see people in summertime, they distribute water. Pious people, they give out water. Not only just water. Along with water, there will be something also. There will be some peanuts soaked in brown sugar or just some soaked chickpeas. Because they consider that giving out water is a very, very pious, very great pious act. Early days, people used to dig wells, ponds. It was considered to be great pious activity because providing water for people is considered to be a great pious activity. So water was never sold. Selling water was considered to be a very, very sinful act. And now that's also happening. People are selling water. And nowadays you can't actually get water. But soon a time will come when everybody will have to drink bottled water because the water will become so badly polluted. And this is a fashion also. I heard that the tap water is better than bottled water. In America it has been clinically proven that tap water is better than bottled water. In England also, here also, tap water is better. But people want to drink bottled water. Because they think that whenever they pay price, that must be good. When it comes free, it is not good. When you have to pay price, it must be good because you are paying the price, paying some money. And also gradually the water, air is becoming so polluted that already in some places I notice they are wearing masks because the air has become so polluted. In the heart of the city, congested places, there is so much carbon dioxide because of the fumes of the cars and machines. That the air has become poisonous with carbon monoxide. So they have to filter the air. And probably a time will come when there won't be any pure air, pure oxygen. They have to carry a gas cylinder at their back to breathe. So this is how man is destroying everything. Krishna has created the perfect arrangement. Krishna made the perfect arrangement men, human beings and animals, birds and other such entities, living entities, will inhale oxygen and give out carbon dioxide. And the trees and plants will take carbon dioxide and give out oxygen. So this is how Krishna made the perfect arrangement, perfect balance, ecological balance. But what man is doing? Man is cutting the trees. The trees are there for a continuous supply of oxygen, converting carbon dioxide into oxygen, but man is cutting the trees. And then, what does he do with this log? He is running the machines. And in this way, he is, in one hand, he is stopping the conversion, the system of converting oxygen into carbon dioxide into oxygen. Plus, he is filling up the atmosphere with carbon dioxide and carbon monoxide. What do the cars and other engines do? They burn the fuel and they give out carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide. Carbon monoxide is poisonous. So in this way, man is destroying Krishna's nature. Now what to do? Simply have to chant Hare Krishna. We can't really say much about it. The system is so complicated. Prabhupada once told us that this demoniac culture is destroying this nature in such a way that there is nothing that we can actually do. So we can simply take shelter of the Holy Name. And the Holy Name will give protection. And what to speak of if there is a nuclear war? The Third World War, no one knows how this war will be fought. When Otto Hahn, the inventor of atom bomb, was asked how the Third World War will be fought, he replied, "I don't really know how the Third World War will be fought, but I know how the Fourth One will be fought. The Fourth One will be fought with sticks and spears. Because the Third World War will destroy everything. The human civilization will practically be destroyed." Human beings will survive. People survive. There is a fear that the next, if there is a nuclear war, then everything will be destroyed. And which is understandable because the nuclear radiation will travel. It is not that if somebody drops a bomb in one country, the next country will be safe. No, the radiation will move. Like if there is a bomb blast in America, the radiation will also go to Canada and Mexico. So Mexico and Canada is also not safe. Or if there is a bomb blast, if there is a nuclear explosion, and there will be one or two nuclear explosions, if there is a war, if there is a nuclear war, they have so many nuclear warheads. At least I know about 15 years back, about 12 years back, I heard the statistics that the amount of nuclear warheads they have, they can destroy the world 30 times over. And now in these 10, 20, 12 years, they have increased their nuclear warheads many times. So maybe now the world can be destroyed 50 times over with the nuclear warheads they have. So if that crazy war takes place, there is no way of knowing what's going to happen to this earth. But of course, Prabhupada gave the assurance that Krishna's creation cannot be destroyed so easily. Once some devotees were asking Srila Prabhupada about the nuclear war, and they were telling him how the radiation will travel, and even the trees and plants and everything will be burnt to ashes. So there won't be anything left. There won't be any food to eat. all the trees and plants and all the animals, everything will be destroyed. So even if one survived, he won't be able to. Even if one survives the Holocaust, nuclear Holocaust, but he won't be able to survive. Because everything will be destroyed, everything will be burnt to ashes. But Prabhupada said, no. He said, Krishna's creation cannot be destroyed so easily. And then devotees tried to explain to Srila Prabhupada how the radiation will destroy everything. Then finally Prabhupada just, in a very heavy voice, Prabhupada said, Krishna's creation can never be destroyed. It's only Krishna who can destroy, not a human being. And he says that the atmosphere, they were saying how the atmosphere will become polluted and it won't be, living entities won't be able to survive. Then Prabhupada said, you don't know the power of the demigods. They can clear out the atmosphere in no time. Just the demigods can clean the atmosphere in no time. So that is how wonderful Krishna is. From a material calculation, it may seem that everything will be destroyed. But Krishna, if Krishna wants to protect, who can destroy? Didn't Hiranyakashipu try to destroy Prahlad Maharaj in so many ways? The king of the demons? So powerful that even the demigods used to tremble in fear just by hearing his name. And he tried to kill his own 5-year-old son. Could he do that? Could he kill him? No. He tried in so many ways. Tried to cut his head by weapons. Weapons can do that. When the weapons that are fit to fight with the demigods, the weapons that they could fight with the demigods with, those weapons, just as they touched Prahlad's body, broke into pieces. Hiranyakashipu ordered, he told his bodyguards, kill this child. His own child is ordering his army to kill him. And they are loyal soldiers. They know only to obey the command of their master. So they immediately pulled out their weapon and tried to kill Prahlad. Nothing happened to Prahlad. Then he put him into the pit of the snakes. And those are not just small little snakes of cobras or king cobras. They're celestial serpents with thousands of heads. And they breathe fire. So poisonous. And nothing happened to Prabhupada. The snakes went to Prabhupada, finally appealed to Hiranyakashipu. My lord, our fangs are broken, our sacks are empty of poison, and nothing is happening, and we are exhausted, but nothing is happening to this child. This is how Krishna protects. Hiranyakashipu created a fire with logs piled up as a mountain and lit the fire. It was not just an ordinary fire, it was a mountain of fire. And threw Prahlad in there. Nothing happened. So Hiranyakashipu was amazed at the power of this child. He himself was powerful after performing austerities for so many thousands of years. He received the benediction from Lord Brahma, through which he practically became immortal. And he was seeing that his son also is this 5-year-old boy, he's also immortal. Nothing is happening to him. Nothing can be done to him. And he was amazed. And when he asked Prahlada, where did you get this power from? Prahlada's reply was very simple. Wherever you got your power from, I'm also getting my power from the same source. It's coming from Krishna. He became even more angry. You Krishna, will you stop taking his name? He said, well, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He roared, Hiranyakashipu roared. No, I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am the greatest. And then finally when he asked, so where is your Hari, Krishna? He is everywhere. Is he in this pillar also? Yes, he is in this pillar also. So he broke that pillar. Just with one punch, it's so powerful, that solid stone pillar just broke. And then from there came out a very wonderful form, wonderful creature. That's how Hiranyakashipu saw him. A creature with the body of a man and the head of a lion. And what did he finally do? Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tamubhringam. Hiranyakashipu's body, which was invincible even by thunder. The demigods hit Hiranyakashipu with thunder. So he brushed aside the dust. So that is how powerful he was. But Nrisimhadev, with his nails, tore open Hiranyakashipu's body, which was practically invincible. Even thunder couldn't do anything to that. That body he tore open, just like a wasp's body. Wasp's body, wasp body, a bee's body is very soft. So in this way he tore open his body. Pulled out his intestine along with his heart and wore it as a garland on his neck. There's a question actually raised in that respect. Why did Nrisimhadev put Hiranyakashipu's intestine around his neck as a garland? The answer to that has been given is that because Prahlad's soul traveled through that intestine. Because the soul travels through the intestine and comes to the semen of the father. That's why Hiranyakashipu's intestine became sanctifying. It was glorious. So he wore it as a garment. Because Prahlada traveled through that intestine. So this is how wonderful the Supreme Personality of Godhead is. And now that we know how wonderful he is, how powerful he is, how protective he is, how merciful he is to the surrendered soul, we simply have to surrender unto him. And then only we can become fearless, free from all anxiety, free from all fear. Vaikuntha situation, no more anxiety. Because we know he is there, so why should we worry about anything? He'll protect. Just as Prahlad was not afraid of his father, the king of demons. Devotees are not afraid of the demons. Demons try to harm the devotees. But the demons eventually cannot do anything to the devotees. Because the devotees have taken the shelter of the Supreme Powerful.
So
And Krishna consciousness is actually the science of taking shelter of Krishna and becoming totally fearful, become totally free from anxiety. Yesterday I was mentioning, in Krishna consciousness, one thing we learn is to be ready to die at any moment. Death may come at any time. But how should we die? Well, if death comes, what should we do? Take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. That's the way to remember Krishna. Therefore, at every moment we should, or at least whenever we have the time, we should prepare ourselves. If death comes now, what am I going to do? Am I going to look back towards my material attachments or look towards Krishna? We have to prepare ourselves to look towards Krishna and not look back to this material nature. That is what Krishna consciousness is meant for. That's why we joined this movement, and that's what we're actually practicing. To remember Krishna. How do we remember Krishna? Yes, we are chanting. People say, well, mind drifts. I can't concentrate. The way to concentrate is, if I have to die now, how shall I chant the holy name? If death comes now, am I going to think of my house, my bank account, my family? No. If death comes now, we should just look towards Krishna and say, Krishna, I'm ready. It's you who has come in the form of death. So I'm ready to face it. And if we're fortunate, then how will death come to us? If you're fortunate, then the chariot will come from Vaikuntha. And Vishnu Dutas will come and say, please, the Lord has sent the chariot for you. Like Dhruva Maharaj, two Vishnu Dutas came with the chariot. Dhruva Maharaj took bath in the celestial Ganges, and then he bade farewell to, said, bade goodbye to all the other saintly personalities in Bhadarikashram, and he circumambulated the chariot 3 times, and then when he was about to climb onto the chariot, he saw death standing there with folded hands. Please bestow your mercy upon me. And what did Dhruva Maharaj do? Placed his feet on the head of death. Climbed onto the chariot. So that is how death will come to a devotee. So why should a devotee be afraid of death when death is there? With folded hands, asking, please bestow your mercy upon me. So this is the process, the real process of attaining immortality. To be Krishna conscious means transcending the region of death. And achieving the platform of immortality. Very mercifully, Srila Prabhupada has given us this wonderful path, placed us on this path, and showed us how to move forward on this path. Now it's up to us to take full advantage of it. Srila Prabhupada has made all the arrangements. Now it's up to us to take advantage of it. If we take proper advantage, Srila Prabhupada will be there to help us, to guide us. And one fine morning, we'll find ourselves in Goloka Vrindavan. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hare Ho. Any question or comment? Yes, Madhita.
When Krishna protects the soul, since the soul cannot be destroyed, does it mean he protects the soul from being from suffering in a hellish condition?
Yeah, well, he saves the soul from the material condition altogether. Material nature means suffering, whether you're in heaven or look at the demigods. They're celestial beings, they're denizens of heaven. They have access to nectar. By drinking that, they become immortal. Still, they're asking, begging for protection. So that means there must be so much anxiety. So what's the point in even going to the heavenly planets? We simply have to get the hell out of here.
Because isn't it that according to that devotee's activities, he's supposed to go back to his Lord? Or like Krishna will say,
what is your activity?
Exactly.
Okay, so if you're engaged in serving Krishna, Krishna will give you the opportunity to serve him.
So on that side, like Krishna will protect from material.
Yeah. Yeah, Krishna will say you've been a good boy. So I'll give you better opportunities to serve. Right? You'll get promoted. Doesn't a good servant get promotion? So you'll always get promoted from better to better, from better and better situation. And ultimately we'll find ourselves in the spiritual sky where the service opportunities are the best. Yes.
Thank you for one for class, Maharaj. What I want to ask is that when we are engaged in devotional service, and sometimes we make decisions, or obviously we're faced with decisions day to day basis, and sometimes more major life decisions. How do we know if the decision we're making is Krishna's, is what Krishna wants us to do, as opposed to, our own?
Well, if we have any doubt about the decision, we can ask the devotees who are Krishna's representatives. We can confirm through them because they know what Krishna wants. Right? It's always better to consult. Yes, Ramananda.
Guru Maharaj, in regard to protection, we are warned not to associate with non-devotees. And when I read in Jagadharma, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he seems to say that association means in relation with spiritual personalities, you take association. But he seems to say that, dealings in the world have to go on. Like we have to work in the world, we have to deal with people, we have to be able to act like normal people, like normal persons. And he's giving an example that, you may have an envious person in the family, he says, and you have to deal with him. You cannot just say, he doesn't exist anymore for me. You have to continue to deal in a natural, normal way. So this seems to be an area of confusion there, or possible, in that the devotees don't always have it clear how to function without being contaminated or without being influenced. And is it that if we just follow the principles and we chant Hare Krishna 16 rounds, then we can just go out and act, do our thing, we come back the next morning, we do our sadhana and we are protected, Or do we have to be different in certain ways? It's not always clear, I think, how we have to draw the line.
Well, you have to do whatever you have to do, you have to do. Mm. Right? Like, it's not that you become a devotee and then you drop everything. Like, that's not our way of doing things. our way of doing things is serving Krishna. Our way is not inactivity. Our way is spiritual activity, engaging in spiritual activity by serving Krishna. And difficulties are there, impediments will be there, but we must be committed to serve Krishna wholeheartedly. If there is an impediment, as you say, some family member is demoniac, what to do with him? Avoid him. If you can't kick him out of the family, at least, you know, try to bypass him and carry on with your service. Ignore him. Not that, you know, because you have a demoniac member in the family, you should stop serving Krishna. Sometimes it happens in household situation, the wife is a devotee but husband is not, or husband is a devotee, wife is not. It causes difficulties, but do we suggest that they stop serving Krishna now? We say, and do we at the same time say that, okay, get rid of your husband or get rid of your wife? We don't tell that also. We say that just carry on, but at the same time continue to serve Krishna. If the other member becomes too aggravated, okay, maintain the peace of the family, peace of the house. Render your service in a quiet way. Don't make a big show out of it. Chant your Ram before she gets up. Right? Like, we have to find, you see, Krishna consciousness ultimately is an internal thing. It's not external. Like even the gopis, some of the gopis were married. Of course, with Jagamaya. They were all married to Krishna, but there was a feeling that they were married to somebody else. Now how the husband will feel if the wife is running after somebody else? So the wife has to be very secretive about that relationship. And that's what was happening in Vrindavan. Many of the gopis, they were very secretive about their relationship with Krishna. And their husband, their other family members, they used to suspect that, yes, maybe something is going on. Like as I was telling yesterday. Oh, I see you are there in the evening. We are telling about Radharani's pastimes with Krishna, or Krishna's pastimes with Radharani. That kind of feeling of obstacles were given, created by Jogamaya to intensify their love. Okay, thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.